Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Avatar's Flames by Benjamin Medrano, narrated by Ruth Urquhart. Prologue. What are you doing in here? Ruethwyn cringed at the voice's sharp tone, her fingers only inches from the book she'd been staring at. She froze in place, then hesitantly retracted her hand and turned to face the speaker, feeling unsteady on the stool as she swallowed hard. The speaker turned out to be the librarian, and Sonera looked very unhappy. Ruethwyn had only ever heard her father and mother speak respectfully about the black-haired elderly mage, but the librarian had always scared Ruethwyn slightly. Sonera's blue eyes narrowed, and she spoke again, her voice frosty.
Children aren't allowed in the library. Where are your parents, girl?
Busy,
Ruethwyn stuttered, swallowing hard and taking a breath before continuing, looking up at the librarian in trepidation.
Mum's out hunting. Dad's weaving.
Oh, you must be Baran and Meredith's child, then,
Sonera said, her tone softening ever so slightly, but still staring at Ruethwyn.
If they're busy, what are you doing here, girl? You should be out playing with the other children.
They don't like me. They say I'm boring because I'd rather read,
Ruethwyn mumbled, looking down at the ground unhappily, trying to suppress the tears welling up in her eyes as she remembered what the other children had said.
I'm not allowed to touch Mum and Dad's spell books, so I'm out of books at home. I just wanted to read. I'm sorry.
You're out of books? I thought that Baran had at least, a half dozen books.
You're telling me you've finished them?
Sonera asked, her tone gentler now, but Ruethwyn's distress was intense enough that she didn't really notice that. Instead, she climbed down from the stool as she nodded.
Yes, I like reading about other lands, other places, and the stories of their heroes. It's interesting. I wish I could see the same thing someday,
Ruethwyn said miserably, her shoulders slumping slightly.
I'm sorry. I'll leave.
One moment,
Sonera said, almost surprising herself as she stared at the child, her curiosity roused.
What's your name? How old are you?
The young girl raised her head, a couple of tears trickling down her face. She had dark brown hair pulled back in a ponytail to keep it clear of her pointed ears, fair skin, and eyes that were such a deep blue as to almost be black. The girl's dress was nicer than that of most of the other children Sonera had seen, which should have been a clue that she was Baran's daughter, but more interesting was how spotless the dress was. Most children Sonera knew would have soiled the light blue cloth by this point, but the dress was in near pristine condition, rather than being well worn.
I'm Ruethwyn. I'll be 8 in Copper Skies, the girl said, and Sonera's eyebrows rose still more.
The books she was talking about weren't likely complicated, but for an 8-year-old elven girl they were impressive, especially if she'd finished all of them. If Sonera remembered right, Baran and Meredith were both minor magi, which was why they had more books than most of Melisin's inhabitants. With Ruethwyn's age, she couldn't really be tested for magic or talent for several years, but as inquisitive as the girl seemed, if nothing else, that was worth supporting. Someone had to take care of the library once Sonera passed on, after all.
You don't need to leave, but you can't be in here unaccompanied,
Sonera said, her words causing Ruethwyn's eyes to widen in surprise.
Really? I thought you'd be mad,
Ruethwyn mumbled, her hands clutching her dress tightly. Really?
I don't like having children in the library because they don't follow the rules most of the time. Do you know what the rules are, Ruethwyn?
Sonera asked, leaning down to look the young girl in the eyes.
No,
Ruethwyn said, her gaze lowering.
I didn't know.
Let's fix that, then. Look me in the eyes, Ruethwyn, Sonera said, trying to keep her voice patient.
She'd never had children and hadn't been interested in a family, so she wasn't entirely certain how to deal with the girl. Ruethwin looked up slowly, flushing as she did so, and Sanera smiled.
All right. The first rule is that until you're 20, you aren't allowed to enter the library without being accompanied by an adult. That means your parents or me. The second rule is that you have to wipe your feet at the door and not track in dirt or mud. The third rule is one of the two most important ones. You cannot bring a candle or other flame into the library, Sanera explained, seeing just enough comprehension in Ruethwin's gaze to be sure she understood what Sanera was saying. Fourth, no running or yelling in the library. And last, if you damage a book permanently, without extremely good reasons, you'll never be allowed into the library again. Do you understand me?
Yes, but...
Ruethwin hesitated for a moment, then asked,
What if Mum came in and fell? They once told me to call for help if they got hurt.
I see. In that case, you could run for help or yell for someone, but only in an emergency, Sanera said, resisting the urge to smile.
While it was a small thing, the girl's question showed another spark of intelligence.
Do you agree to the rules, Ruethwin?
Yes, Lady Sanera,
Ruethwin replied quickly, standing up straight as she did so, looking oddly solemn.
I just want to read more.
Very good. In that case, I think the books here are a little complex for you, Ruethwin, Sanera said, straightening and offering her hand. Tell me, have you heard of the Sea of Mists?
I think so. The sea with the crystal desert on the other side, Ruethwin said, her eyes lighting up after a moment.
Yes, that's it. It's rather far to our south, but I have a book that I think will be good for you regarding it. If you do well, we'll see about letting you read a few other books, Sanera said, making a beckoning gesture. Does that sound good to you?
Yes, thank you,
Ruethwin said enthusiastically, and she reached out to take Sanera's hand. Smiling at the girl's excitement, Sanera began leading the way to the book in question and away from the heavy history tomes which she imagined would have crushed Ruethwin's enthusiasm. It was a better way to encourage the young girl's interest in knowledge. Still, how small and warm Ruethwin's hand was in her own was surprising to Sanera, as was how comforting it was to her. Chapter 1
Lady Sanera.
The man's voice wasn't too loud, but Sanera paused, blinking at the man who poked his head into her office. Biran Solaris wasn't very remarkable, Sanera knew, at least not compared to most people. His hair was similar to his daughter's, a dark brown wave that he kept cut at about shoulder length, and otherwise relatively plain, though handsome enough with his warm brown eyes lighting up his face. Sanera mostly knew him because Biran was one of a relative handful of practitioners of the magical sphere of cloth, and she'd done some research once she'd found that out. It wasn't a remarkable sphere, but it was certainly useful for the tailor.
This is a surprise, Biran. You don't come to the library often, let alone come looking for me, Sanera said,
straightening from where she'd been going through a box of books that had been brought in the previous day. It was a surprise, because most of the townsfolk viewed her with nervous awe. Despite how far Sanera had fallen, her magic was still far greater than that of any other mage in Melusine.
I don't know, but I felt that I needed to come in and speak with you. Mireth said I should, and she's been too busy to come in,
Biran admitted, looking a little uncomfortable as he shifted his weight from foot to foot.
Why might that be?
Sanera asked, resisting the urge to sigh at his reaction. She suspected she knew why he was there, though. It had been 4 years since she'd found Ruethwin in the library without permission, and Sanera had found herself growing oddly fond of the girl. Most of the children in town were the type to run about, laughing and playing as they explored the forest around the town, but Ruethwin was different. The girl was quieter and more thoughtful than most of the others Sanera had seen, And though Ruethwyn was prone to abrupt emotional changes and sudden delight, Cynara had begun taking a certain joy in guiding the young girl. It was far more surprising that it had taken this long for Ruethwyn's parents to come speak with her than the fact that they had.
"It's about Ruethwyn," Baran said, hesitating before he asked, "May I come in?"
"Of course. Take a seat if you'd like," Cynara said, and paused as the man approached the chair, looking uncomfortable.
As he eased into it, she asked,
"Now, what's this about Ruethwyn?"
"Well, it came to our attention some time ago that she's been visiting the library a lot, and since you didn't seem to object, we haven't paid it any mind. Rue has often been a curious child, and she loves reading," Baran said, hesitation in his voice as he continued. "But a couple days ago, she brought a book home. She said you lent it to her, but I thought that we'd best be certain. Rue isn't causing problems, is she, or being a bother?"
"A bother? Of course not. Ruethwyn is an inquisitive, considerate young girl, especially for her age. It's been fascinating to watch her develop," Cynara said, shaking her head slightly as she added, "Oh, I've been a bit concerned that she spends too much time here, but it's her choice. I should add that I did allow her to take the book home to study."
"Wonderful," Baran said, relief obvious on his face as he relaxed. "I was just concerned and, well, I was also curious what your intentions for her are."
"That's an excellent question, and I don't know the answer yet. At the moment, I'm guiding her, but you know as well as I do that just because a child shows an interest in knowledge at this age doesn't mean they'll retain that desire for their entire life," Cynara said, and Baran nodded in agreement.
"Yes, I trained as a forester for nearly a decade before finding that I loved weaving and making clothing more," the man said. "You're meaning something like that, yes?"
"Precisely. If she keeps her interest, I could easily see her becoming my assistant and taking over as Melisande's librarian when I decide to move on," Cynara said, deliberately ignoring the aspect that moving on would likely involve her death. "However, there's another possibility as well. You and Mareth are both minor magi, which means that Ruethwyn could have a decent talent for magic of her own. It'll be a couple more years before I care to test her for such, but it's a possibility."
"Really? Well, of course, I suppose I can understand that," Baran said, running a hand through his hair. "I just didn't think about it much. Having a love of knowledge would certainly help. Do you think she might be capable of going to an academy or the like in one of the larger villages? Assuming she has a talent for magic, I mean."
"I think you're misunderstanding, Baran," Cynara said, her tone mild as she smiled ever so slightly. "If Ruethwyn doesn't change for the worse and has at least a modest talent, I'm considering taking her as an apprentice."
Baran's eyes went wide as he stared at her, obviously in shock.
"Still, that's a question for the future. Don't talk to her about it, since it wouldn't do to get her hopes up," Cynara said firmly, pulling out one of the books and setting it on her desk. "Now, is that everything? I have some new books to sort and examine for damage."
Of course, Lady Cynara. Thank you for your time," Baran conceded, standing and bowing his head. "I'll talk to Mireth. You gave me a great deal to think about."
"Good," Cynara said, and as he left, she went back to her books.
Ruethwyn headed toward the centre of town nervously. Earlier, her mother had made a soft but pointed comment about how much she was staying inside. After how upset her parents had been after she'd brought home the book Cynara had lent her, Ruethwyn thought that maybe going to play with the other children would make them happier. That wasn't to say that it didn't make her nervous, though. She didn't play with the others often, and they didn't read much. As Ruethwyn reached the centre of town, she saw a half-dozen children gathered near the town elder's home,
along with a couple others scattered in between her and the group, who looked like they were preparing for target practice based on the bows they had out. Swallowing hard, Ruethwyn started across the clearing toward the largest group, her heart pounding as she did so. It was so bright out, and she was used to the dimmer light of the library. As she passed a pair of others, Carlin and Jayla, she heard Carlin speak, his voice startled.
"Is that Rue? What's she doing out here?"
His tone was unpleasant, and Ruethwyn slowed slightly as she heard Jayla reply.
"It is, isn't it? Weird. I mean, I know that her parents are Sylvan, but she'd be better off with the Caracar with how much she's in the library," Jayla said, her voice just barely audible. "Mother says that while all elves should learn what they can, she spends too much time there. It just isn't natural to spend that much time reading."
"Yeah," Carlin replied, and Ruethwyn quickly moved out of earshot before he could continue, her cheeks and ears burning with embarrassment. A hot sensation was prickling at her eyes, and Ruethwyn took a moment to force back the tears trying to well up before looking at the cluster of elves with the bows. As she watched, one of the girls drew the bow with practiced ease, an ease which Ruethwyn wouldn't be able to manage herself. If she tried, all she'd be doing was inviting more ridicule. It just wasn't worth that. Ruethwyn would rather be home with her book, which wouldn't criticise her for anything. So Ruethwyn changed course and headed past the tree and started circling the long way back home. She didn't want to pass Carlin and Jayla again. Chapter 2. The sound of Anara's voice caused Ruethwyn to pause halfway to the library, looking for the slightly older elven girl. Ruethwyn found the source of the wordless song in the middle of the town square, and as she did, Ruethwyn held back a sigh of, she wasn't certain how to view it, envy and resignation at the same time, perhaps. Anara was everything that Ruethwyn envied and wanted to be. The young woman was only 5 years older than Ruethwyn, and Anara was beloved of all Melisin. With a lithe but full figure, hair like spun gold and crystal blue eyes that sparkled in the sun, Anara was the very image of sylvan beauty, and she was surrounded by her friends and family even now. Even more impressive from Ruethwyn's point of view was Anara's gift with song and dance, a gift which extended far beyond mere beauty. Though she was skilled enough, there were whispers that Anara hoped to learn in the capital once she was older. In front of her group was a large spar of old deadwood, and in response to Anara's voice, the weathered mahogany shimmered and shifted, regaining a hint of life as it began to reshape under Anara's control. It didn't help that no matter how much she tried, Ruethwyn couldn't seem to get along with the others properly. Every time she wanted to speak to them, she either froze up or couldn't relate to the other teens in Melisin. Most of them didn't read as much as she had, and they thought she was quiet and strange. So, with a last longing glance at Anara, Ruethwyn clutched her book to her chest and continued on her path to the library. The library was built inside an ancient, immense oak tree, which had been grown expressly to contain it, and as Ruethwyn pushed open the door, she inhaled the familiar, heady scent of books. Ruethwyn knew her parents didn't like the smell nearly as much as she did, but for the last 7 years, the library had been almost like a second home for her. Sanera could be strict at times, but she'd always been honest to Ruethwyn, and had led her to find the books she'd truly wanted to read, not just the ones Ruethwyn had believed she would like. That was why the book she'd been given 3 days before was such a shock, even if it had led to slight disappointment in herself. Stepping up to Sanera's desk, Ruethwyn set the book down carefully and rang the bell, then stood back to wait. It took a minute before Sanera arrived, her hands smudged from her work copying some document or another, but the older woman smiled slightly as she spoke.
"Ruethwyn, this is a surprise. I thought you'd be busy for today."
"Ah, I didn't realise. I'm sorry to interrupt then," Ruethwyn said, nodding toward the desk as she added, "I just came to return the book you lent me."
"Already?"
Sanera's eyebrows rose, then furrowed as she looked at the book, a hint of disappointment in her tone as she asked,
"Was it too difficult for you? I'd hoped that you might be able to understand it, given your parents."
Oh, no, you misunderstand,
Ruethwyn said quickly, her eyes widening.
I thought that you expected me to understand it more quickly. I finished the book the day before yesterday, but I barely managed to conjure a glimmer of light this morning. I thought that was too slow.
You conjured a glimmer of light? Show me,
Cynara ordered, her face now almost impassive, but Ruethwyn could see the librarian's concentration despite that. Cynara rarely gave orders like that, so after a moment of hesitation, Ruethwyn nodded.
Okay. It might take a minute, though,
Ruethwyn warned, taking a deep breath, then closed her eyes and concentrated. The book Cynara had given Ruethwyn had excited her initially, as it went over the basics of magic, but it had also been hard to understand in some ways. Her parents had told her that they weren't going to teach her anything until she was 20, so she jumped to the opportunity to learn anything this soon. 5 years felt like forever to her. Even so, she'd never heard her parents discuss anything like she'd experienced, and from what they'd said, each of them had managed their first spell, no matter how short-lived, within hours of beginning training. That was why Ruethwyn was so disappointed in herself, but Cynara's reaction puzzled her. It took a moment to find the slight pulsing sense of power or light within her chest again, and Ruethwyn breathed in slowly, deeply as she touched it. The flickering point was supposed to be the core of her body's mana, almost like a second heart, and the book said that a person couldn't survive without it. It was tiny, she knew, but that was normal. Not many people had much of a mana core to begin with, so she carefully began to urge the mana within her to flow outward, and it slowly began to obey. The sensation was like tingling traces of warmth spreading through her torso and limbs as the mana flowed through her mana veins, pooling in her hands and lips like it had the previous time, as well as at the centre of her forehead. Then came the difficult part. Shaping the mana was hard, but Ruethwyn managed it slowly and carefully as she opened her eyes and held her hands like they were filled with water. Her arms and skin were flickering with faint whirls and patterns of light, which she hadn't seen on other people, but Ruethwyn ignored them, speaking softly. The mana pulsed out of her with each word, both from her lips and her hands, but Ruethwyn's eyes were glued on the point between her hands. It took several long, long moments, and then a flicker of blue light appeared between her hands, almost like the ghost of a firefly that glimmered and guttered as it nearly went out. Cynara's sharp inhalation was enough to break Ruethwyn's concentration, and she lost the mana abruptly. The light went out, and the patterns faded. As Ruethwyn looked up and began to speak, she froze at the look of both surprise and the broad smile on Cynara's face. After a moment, Ruethwyn licked her lips and asked,
"Cynara?"
"I don't believe it. Hundreds of candidates, dozens of tests, and you figured it out in 3 days on your own? You developed it to this point," Cynara said, her smile growing. "You all but fell into my lap. I never expected this, Ruethwyn. I gave you that book on a whim."
"What are you talking about? It was just a magical primer, wasn't it?"
Ruethwyn asked, her confusion growing.
"I just did what it said to do, but I was slow. So I thought..."
"Ruethwyn, what this is an introduction to my personal style of magic, which I developed when I was younger. It's almost a minor sphere, but not really," Cynara said, picking up her book and stroking the cover, allowing her voice to lapse for a moment, then continuing softly. "It's hard to use, Rue. My sister was the only other person who could use it properly, and she wasn't as dedicated as I was. I went through dozens of potential students, and none of them could master the basics. Oh, they could try to use the more advanced rituals, but that always ended badly. No, I'd been almost certain that you couldn't use it, and then you go and show a greater talent with it than I possess."
"What? But...
Ruethwyn began, feeling almost dizzy for a moment, then swallowing and saying,
"That's not possible, though. You're the powerful mage. I'm just... Just the daughter of a tailor and minor druid. Dad and Mum call themselves that too.
Sanera let out a soft snort of derision, shaking her head firmly.
Talent doesn't care what station you have in life, Rue. I'm hardly that powerful, not any more. But that doesn't mean that I don't want to pass down what I've learned.
But...
Ruethwin began to protest, but Sanera cut her off with a stern look.
Rue, I've been hoping to encounter someone with both the talent for my magic and the proper temperament for years. In fact, I gave up and came here originally, Sanera said, her tone pointed. I could have retired and taught at the Royal Academy, but instead I came here, to Melisin. Perhaps it was fate that brought me here, though, since you were born here. I've known you for more than half a decade and taught you like an adopted daughter, I suppose. You have an inquisitive mind and a good heart and the talent for my magic. I'd prefer to teach you, but if you don't want it, I suppose you can always take my position as Melisin's librarian when I pass on.
Ruethwin
began, then hesitated, trying to untangle her emotions. She was terrified, honestly, at both the thought of what Sanera had said and the weight of the expectations she'd have. When she'd thought she'd had the talent of no more than a marginal mage, it had been crushing at first, but no more than what she'd expected. Now the weight was far worse, and Ruethwin couldn't help her indecision.
"I can wait for your answer, Rue," Sanera said after a moment, then smiled and glanced at the library as she added, "It would allow you to truly go out and see the world. Why, if you learn well, I can nominate you to join the Royal Academy once you're far enough along."
The thought of travelling and seeing the world flashed through Ruethwin's head, and more importantly, she remembered that Anara hoped to go to the capital. The thought made her hesitate a moment more, then Ruethwin swallowed hard and nodded.
I'm a bit nervous and scared of what you're saying, Sanera. But if you're really wanting to teach me... Yes?
Sanera laughed at Ruethwin's response, her voice gentle.
I'm glad. You have some time to change your mind, but for now let's leave it at that. I need to speak with your parents first, anyway.
Right,
Ruethwin said, relief flooding through her with the decision made, then hesitating before adding,
I don't think I'll change my mind, though.
I'm glad to hear that, Sanera said.
Ruethwin noticed that her mentor seemed far more relaxed than she had in a long time. It was reassuring. Chapter 3. The sun felt wonderful against Ruethwin's skin, and the breeze was just strong enough to offset the sun's heat. The breeze also brought both the scent of flowers and the sound of laughter and music to her ears, but Ruethwin didn't need the sound to know that others were enjoying themselves. From where she was sitting, on a bench by the library, Ruethwin could see that well enough as she pretended to read her book. It was hard to tear her gaze away from Anara as the gold-haired elf danced in the town square, to the delight of both her teachers and a couple of her friends. Anara was graceful and beautiful, her movements as fluid as a stream as she moved in time to the music, and it would have been difficult for Ruethwin to look away from the dancer even if she'd wanted to. Ruethwin didn't want to, though. She'd liked Anara for better than a decade, but every time she tried to find the words to tell the older woman, Ruethwin's words had frozen on her lips. It didn't help that she was almost an outcast in their generation, as Ruethwin was the only one learning sorcery from Sanera. She wouldn't be surprised if Anara didn't even know Ruethwin's name, though it was doubtful. So instead she watched and longed to find the words to speak to Anara. Ruethwin couldn't help but hope that she'd be able to do so when she joined the caravan to head to the capital in a few weeks. If she didn't, well, Anara would be joining a conservatory to learn song and dance properly, while Ruethwin would be going to TNS Academy to learn magic. The chances of them happening to meet again would be slim, and Ruethwin was determined to avoid allowing that to happen. With the sound of the laughter, it took Ruethwin a surprisingly long time to notice that the sounds of birds had vanished, and that the forest around them had gone silent. It was when the sun began to fade away that Ruedwyn looked upward, blinking in surprise. She thought the sky would be clear that morning. The massive swirl of clouds looked almost like someone had drawn them inward over the town.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?